Amen. My dear faithful, St. John the Evangelist, who laid his head on the Sacred Heart at the Last Supper, gave us these words, this summary, as it were, of the Last Supper and the sacrifice of Calvary. Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them unto the end. The greatest proof of love is the perfect gift of self. This is a principle. The greatest proof of love is the perfect gift of self. God the Father gives himself to the Son entirely, shares his entire nature with him. The Father and the Son together give to the Holy Ghost the same indivisible divine nature and its infinite perfections. We see this principle, therefore, lived out first and foremost in the Trinity. The greatest proof of love is the perfect gift of self. And then we go on. And God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son. The principle again played out. But now, in the mystery that we call the Incarnation. And our Lord Jesus Christ made flesh. So the Word made flesh upon this earth. What did he do? Our Lord Jesus Christ, priest for all eternity, and the Savior of humanity, he has also, for his part, willed to give himself to us perfectly throughout his life on earth, but particularly at the Last Supper and on Calvary. And he continues to give himself to us each day at Holy Mass and at Holy Communion. There can be no greater example of the perfect gift of self than these riches of the priestly and Eucharistic heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives himself to us, body, blood, soul, divinity. He gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. He gives himself to us in the priesthood, so that we can still hear him say, I absolve you, I forgive you of your sins. As it were, he still washes our feet in the confessional, washes away all that is ignoble, all that is dirty, that we might rest in him and rest our head upon his Sacred Heart with St. John. In a certain way, I would say that this night, it's time for us to tell St. John to move over a little. He's been there for 2,000 years. And now it's our turn to lay our head upon the Sacred Heart. In other words, to hear what's going on in that heart. The love of that heart for the Father. That love of the love of that heart for his mother. His love for us. You know how it is. When you love someone, you want to be able to express it to them. And you want them to hear. You want them to allow you to speak of your love for them. Or show it in some way. You want them to believe in your love for them. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he wants us, he wants to speak of his love to us, and he wants us to listen and receive it and respond, love for love. What gratitude should inspire our hearts towards our Lord for having instituted on this night the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood? The Holy Eucharist should produce in each one of us the same effect that the incarnation produced in regard to humanity. God became man to save mankind. It's enough to save. His death is enough to save every individual if only they would be willing. But what God becoming man did for humanity, the transubstantiation, the Holy Communion, does for us. By it, God gives us Himself. By His incarnation, He gave Himself to the world. By the Holy Eucharist, He gives Himself to you. Individually, person by person. As God gives His entire nature in the eternal generation of the Word and the spiration of the Holy Ghost, as God willed to give Himself in person in the incarnation of the Word, so Jesus wished to give Himself in person in the Holy Eucharist. You know that a true and a generous love bends down towards the one loved, particularly if the one loved is lower than the one loving. Think of a parent with a child. The parent bends down towards the little one. If the little one can't reach up, the parent bends down, lowers himself, gets down to the level of the child as far as need be to show its love. Even when it comes to a sermon, we try at the same time to give profound doctrine and then from time to time to come down to the level of anyone else that might be struggling with the words of a Gary Gou Lagrange. A lot of this comes from him, a commentary on St. Thomas Aquinas. But from time to time, yes, we go to the heights, but we come down again to earth. We lower ourselves because that's what love does. It bends down to the one who is loved. It bends down towards the child, towards the son, the daughter who is loved. And loving us as He did, our Lord Jesus Christ could not bend down any lower towards us than He did in the Holy Eucharist. There was no way by which He could unite Himself or give Himself more completely to each one of us. And you think about that. He gives you not just part of Him. There are how many? Over 100 of you here. And each host is given. But it's not as if you receive a part of our Lord, and you receive the other part of our Lord, and you the other part. Each of you receives our Lord's whole body, whole blood, whole soul, whole divinity. He gives you His whole heart as if you were the only one. The great miracle of the Holy Eucharist. It's our Lord bending down to us from heaven to earth as low as He can. He knew that He was going to first mount the cross and then ascend into heaven. But He wanted to remain with us. Who is it that would become the food for another? You can see here the tenderness of a mother's heart. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the most manly of men. But His heart, what a heart. He loves each and He gives Himself as their food, as their nourishment, as their strength, even in the midst of the greatest trials. The Eucharistic heart of Jesus has given us the Holy Eucharist as a sacrifice in order to perpetuate in substance the sacrifice of the cross. You know that that's what the Mass is. Calvary made present today. The Eucharistic heart of Jesus, in giving us the Eucharistic sacrifice, has also given us the priesthood. the priesthood and sacrifice are inseparable. There must be one to offer the sacrifice, and so there must be a priesthood. The greatest sacrament is the Holy Eucharist. It's greater than the priesthood, than the sacrament of the priesthood. And yet, the Holy Eucharist cannot exist without a priesthood. All the sacraments contain grace, and the Holy Eucharist contains the author of grace, God Himself. The Eucharist, sacrament, and sacrifice cannot in truth be perpetuated without the priesthood. And that's why for nearly 2,000 years, and it's really nearly 2,000 years, literally, by my calculation, it's 1,995 years since our Lord offered the Last Supper, since our Lord said the first Mass. That's why for nearly 2,000 years, the grace of the Savior has brought about vocations. He's brought into being and fruition priestly vocations because He wants to give you Himself in Holy Communion. And He wants to forgive you your sins. Think of all the priests for generations and generations and generations. Think of all the bishops of the past who ordained this priest, and he became a bishop and ordained that priest, and he became a bishop and ordained that priest. And now finally, today, in our Lord's mind, He established the holy priesthood 2,000 years ago that you and I might receive communion today. And this will continue. Priestly vocations, in the midst of even a crisis, they will continue until the end of the world. Tonight we literally celebrate the mystery of the daily and ceaseless gift that our Lord Jesus Christ makes of Himself to the Father and to His sons. In conclusion, you know that a father who is about to die wishes to leave to his children a supreme and final proof of his love for them. And often such a father cannot find the words for that love. He can't find the words sufficient to express his affection. And so often it's his silence which speaks more eloquently than words. But when our Lord Jesus Christ was about to die, and remember, He had called His apostles and through them all of us, my little children, He used those words of these crusty fishermen, my little children. And He says it of us. When He was about to die, He found not only the words to express His meaning, but also the words which would make His meaning a reality. He found the words of consecration. He gave us, in a word, the transubstantiation. He gave us the Holy Eucharist. He gave us Himself. And He gave us the Holy Eucharist as His testament, His final will and testament. And in this sacrament, He left us Himself. Blessed are those who receive all that His merciful love deigns to give them. Yes, blessed are those who receive all that what God wants to give and more. Blessed are those who not only receive, but radiate that life and love of Christ to all their surroundings, to all those poor souls who, at least until today, have been less blessed than we. We turn to our Lord then with all our heart and with all simplicity. It's not really that difficult. God is charity. The Trinity is charity. The incarnation, God becoming man, is a work of charity, a complete and perfect gift of self to mankind. But God wants to give himself not just to mankind, but to this man, to you, to me. And so he gives us the priesthood so that he can give us the Holy Eucharist, so that he can give us himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.